to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. You are on Empowered by the Spirit here at beautiful Christ Cathedral. And wow, am I excited. I have a fellow deacon, a brother deacon, Deacon Dan Diesel, who is an amazing, filled with the Holy Spirit man from Santiago de Compostela Parish in Laguna Niguel, is it?
Lake Forest.
Or Lake Forest, actually. I'm 0 for 2 here on the start. But in any case, Deacon Dan is amazing because he is so on fire with the Holy Spirit. Welcome to the show, Deacon.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you here. And one of the most important things for us is to build up our faith. And we're talking today about the Camino de Santiago. And the Camino de Santiago is certainly a historical pilgrimage in Spain. And have you actually been on it yourself?
I have not. It's one of my lifelong dreams to do that, but I haven't scheduled it yet.
You know, I've been blessed to be, I feel like I'm part of your parish in a way, right? Because I've had some events at your parish. And
you're coming in a couple weeks.
And I'm coming in a few weeks, and which is going to be, it's always amazing to be with your parishioners because they're learning and they're so on fire. And a lot of this is because of your pastor. And tell us about your pastor.
Well, Father Thomas has been at our parish for 5 years now. He is from the Philippines, and he is definitely on fire. He is very concerned about the people and looks for different ways to share Jesus in unique ways. And that's what's been exciting working with him for the years he's been there.
Well, Deacon Dan Diesel is a big part of this parish. And I just love the way that you assist Father and you know, observing you, and you just are so alive. Tell us about your duties at the parish.
Well, I've been ordained almost 4 years now, and October will be 4 years. I am in charge of our liturgical committee, which means I support our liturgical ministers. From a liturgical standpoint, I preach usually a couple times a month. We've started a program called Family Masses, where we encourage our faith formation students to come and actively participate, and the homily is geared more for the children with the adults participating. And that's one of my duties. In addition to that, diaconate is also about service. I've personally been involved in detention ministry, going into jails, bringing Jesus to inmates. I've been involved with a very wonderful homeless shelter, Casa Teresa, which was founded over 40 years ago, that provides assistance to women who don't have a place to stay, but are expecting a baby. And it's not just about providing them a home, but helping using that time of pregnancy to help get their lives back together. And the organization has helped several thousand people over its 40-year life.
And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, that we live out our faith. You were baptized to be priest, prophet, and king. You were baptized to make a difference, to be a servant, to be an evangelist, and to make a difference. And, you know, that whole area is what Santiago de Compostela Parish does so well. And I've been blessed to be part of the Backyard Theology program, and I will be again, I believe, at the end of July.
Yes.
And again, you've helped us out with some programs that we have going and helping the poor in the Philippines. And we have an event in August there at helping children off the streets of the Philippines. And, you know, I just love your parish, and I love you and obviously Father Thomas, and just everyone in your parish is really focusing on building up their faith. And that's a big part of what our walk is all about. We're all pursuing holiness. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And in order to do that, we need to have certain things to help us in our pursuit of holiness. Tell us how this particular event at your parish helps with our holiness.
Well, I think we modeled it after the Camino in Spain, which is a historical pilgrimage. And the way it helps holiness is it brings people together. We're not just doing a walk for the sake of doing a walk. This is not like we're trying to do a 5K or a 10K and see how fast we could walk. But it's coming together as a community, taking time during the walk to pray, to reflect. We do activities that are then tied in to our closing liturgy, but more importantly, making a difference in each person's life, not just the day of the Camino, but moving forward.
And what day is the Camino?
The Camino is going to be July 20th. We have two different walks. One's a 4-mile walk, one's a 7-mile walk. And so we start between 5 and 9 a.m., and then we have a closing mass at 11:30 a.m., and Bishop Timothy Fryer is going to be the presider of the mass this year.
That is so exciting. And so tell us about the walk. Where do you go? You start at the church.
Start at the church, and we gather at the church, and then we bus people to one of the two starting points. One of the starting points, as I said, is 4 miles away at a local sports park. The other is 7 miles away at St. Michael's Abbey. Now, the city and the county require us to walk only in groups of 25. Last year, we had over 800 participate, and it looks like we're on track to break that number this year. But the important thing is we have to do it in groups of 25 because the city wants us not to be in mass. So it's kind of cool because it's over a several-hour period that people are walking through the bike trail and then through the city to get back to the church.
You go to St. Michael's Abbey, tell us about that.
Well, that's just our drop-off point, which happens to also be the end of the bike trail. So we don't actually go to St. Michael's Abbey. We go to their driveway.
Okay. So you go to their driveway, and then is this the longer walk?
That's the longer walk.
Okay. So this is the 7-mile walk, and that's such a beautiful area. I love that area.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you go in groups of 25, and tell us about how strenuous this is.
Oh, it's not strenuous at all. First off is the routes we've chosen are both downhill.
So that makes it,
hallelujah.
Yeah. So it's not so bad we're going downhill. But more important, but then what we do is at about each mile, we have what we call a station. And this is kind of paralleling the Camino in Spain, where you stop for a rest station. That's where we provide refreshments at some of the rest stations. We have porta potties. But more importantly, at each station, we have a reflection and usually an activity. So this year, our theme is the number 40, specifically because this is the 40th anniversary of our parish. So in our Camino, we've tied all the reflections to understand the significance of number 40. For example, 40 years represents a generation. So some of the symbolism we have is that the people who are founding members of our parish, who've been there for 40 years, are now passing the light on to the newer people who are then passing that on to future generations.
Well, that's fantastic. And how do people register for the Camino?
You can go on our parish website, which is SDC Catholics. There's two C's there, Santiago de Compostela, Catholic.org. And then there's a link says for Camino. If you click on that link, they can still register. While we will take registrations the day of, there's definitely a preference to register early because the people the day of is kind of on a space available on the buses. So we'll take the pre-registration on the buses first because that's always the challenge. We have the buses, and because we have to do groups of 25, sometimes people might have to wait 15 or 30 minutes before it's their turn to be in the groups of 25.
That's awesome. And there is a small fee.
Yes, $20. That covers the buses. We also provide a light breakfast, and then we have a full lunch after the mass at 11:30. So the fee covers all that. So basically, the Camino breaks even each year.
And T-shirts?
Oh, and T-shirts, absolutely.
Oh, I can't believe the T-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic. And they register on the parish website, as you said, sdccatholic.org. And so the question I have, are you ready for the big question?
Sure.
Which one are you going on?
Actually, I'm going on neither, but I'm doing the 4-mile this Saturday. One of the things we do is, which will be when this broadcast, it will be yesterday. We, for our volunteers, we do a Camino because all the volunteers are supporting people with food.
Yeah,
so we actually do a pre-Camino for the volunteers. So we'll have about 75 to 100 people going on the pre-Camino that we still do the same reflection. So even the volunteers can experience the fellowship so that then when they're ministering to people on the day of the Camino, they've already have experienced it themselves.
That is fantastic. And so it's really, really exciting to be part of this event. And what do you hope to have happen, and what does happen?
Well, this is the fifth year we've done it, and I find that much of the time, for me, one of the major takeaways is just the fellowship. Spending time journeying with a small group of people, I got to know parishioners that I still did not, people I didn't know. I may see them at church, I'd wave hi to them, but they were just there. I got to know them by spending the time as we would walk between the sites. For me also, each reflection touches us because it challenges us to understand our relationship with God. And as we've written, as we've prepared the reflections to do that, I find that that helps also.
This event, my brothers and sisters, is a great opportunity for us to get closer to Christ in our walk. Because we all know the Camino de Santiago is something that people go on as an historical pilgrimage in Spain. But this mini walk here, which is obviously 4 miles and 7 miles, gives you an opportunity to really get closer to Christ. And, you know, we talk about our pursuit of holiness, and this gives us an idea or an opportunity to pray, an opportunity to fellowship, as you said, and to get to know people. And I bet you encourage people to bring someone too, right?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of parishioners come, and then a lot of friends of parishioners, as well as people are not in our parish. And it's been a great, and that's why each year it has grown. Our first year, I think we only had 200 people. It sounded like kind of a crazy idea, and it keeps growing.
It's a form of evangelization too.
Oh, absolutely.
And as we talk about getting closer, who came up with this idea, by the way?
Father Thomas, when he came, he recognized the tie-ins to Spain, because our parish, Santiago de Compostela, the best we know, is the only other church in the world that's named after the cathedral in Spain. So our patron saint is St. James, because that's the patron saint of the cathedral. But the name of our church is based on that historical site in northern Spain.
So when are we going?
When would you like to go?
You know, so many people I talk to go there all the time, right? Do you have parishioners?
We've had parishioners that go. We've had some of them speak to us, and it is exciting. It's just one of those. I mean, one of the challenges is, while you can do a short version of the Camino, I know if I want to go, I would like to do what's called the French Way, which is about a 500-mile journey and is about 35 days to walk 500
awesome.
Miles. It's not something you're going to do overnight. And so it's hard in our lives to find a block of time where we can take 35 days out. And then, frankly, I need to get back in better shape. I was in better shape 2 years ago than I was now. To try to walk 500 miles now would not be good.
When we walk 500 miles, though, we will be in good shape. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back.
"365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise," by Deacon Steve Greco. July 14th, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. "For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil." There are times in our lives that we suffer. I believe that most of the time, it is because of our own sinfulness and rebellion. However, at other times, it is due to attacks from the world or the evil one. God allows it to happen so that we may grow in faith and rely on Him. For God disciplines His children and has not left them orphans. Lord, lead me, melt me, and mold me in any way that is best for my spiritual growth. I praise you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Are you open to change? Are you open to giving the Father your whole life, breaking you down and rebuilding you in His image? Do you welcome the Holy Spirit? 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise,
by Deacon Steve Greco. 365 Days of Praise is available now on Amazon Books or at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. And wow, are we excited again to have this wonderful deacon, Deacon Dan Diesel from Santiago de Compostela Parish. And he's talking about a very exciting event that will occur starting at his parish. And again, it starts on July 27th.
20th,
rather. It's going to be here before you know it, right?
Yes.
And July 20th, tell us about, again, what time do they show up and how do they register?
Well, they can register by going on our parish website, which is sdccatholic.org. And then there's a link at the top that says Camino. And then if you go onto that page, there are instructions on how to register. Basically, the walk begins with coming to our parish between 5 and 9 a.m., and then people are bused to the starting points. Now, I mentioned the 4-mile and the 7-mile walk. One other thing that probably about 50 to 75 people take is if they're not physically able to do the walk, we also offer a third option where we basically stay on campus, and that's at 9 a.m., and they still do the same reflections, and then they take time in between each reflection where it would normally be a walk time to fellowship with other parishioners at that point. So we actually offer that thing that we call the prayer warriors.
That's awesome. That is such a great idea. But let's assume that we want to do the 7-mile walk. Then we show up at 5 a.m.?
Between 5 and 7 a.m. The last bus for the 7-mile walk will leave at 7 a.m. Then from 7 to 9 a.m., probably more like 8:45, we're focused on the 4-mile walk.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're saying that these are downhill?
They are downhill because we're following a bike trail that follows a creek. So last I checked, water always goes downhill. So,
and you have 100 volunteers, I'm reading here. And,
yes.
And with these 100 volunteers, do you have water stops and so forth?
Well, for all the people, every mile point, we have what's called a station. And at those stations, we offer water and refreshments. But we also then use that opportunity not just to rest and refresh, but then to have a reflection and an activity that then stimulates people's closeness to Christ.
Gives us some, if you could give me an example of a reflection and an activity that...
Sure.
Well,
one of the things is our parish is involved with the Dynamic Catholic Initiative of Matthew Kelly, and we're one of the target parishes to be testing a dynamic parish. So at one of the stations, we're focused on the four signs of being a dynamic Catholic, be it our prayer life, our generosity, our desire to learn, or our desire to evangelize.
That's awesome.
And so that site, we're reflecting on those four desires and challenging ourselves to reflect how can we grow in one of those four signs.
That is so fantastic. And, you know, I know, again, the Dynamic Parish has been a phenomenal thing for, I believe, 5 parishes in South Orange County in the Diocese of Orange. And, you know, as we focus on this, one of the important things, my brothers and sisters, as again we reflect upon this show, this radio show, Empowered by the Spirit, is to let the Holy Spirit take you over and lead you to be an evangelist. We're baptized to be priest, prophet, and king. We're baptized to share our faith. And when Jesus, right before he ascended into heaven, he gave us instructions, and we see this in the first chapter of Acts. We see this in the 16th chapter of Mark and the 28th chapter of Matthew. And he tells us in Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power, which is translated as dynamite, and then you'll be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. And we're called to be witnesses, and that's something that's really important to reflect upon as you go on this walk.
Absolutely.
Is how can my life be a witness to others of how much God loves you? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's exactly what we try to encourage in the different reflections, is to see how God loves us. At one site, we are challenged to think about what gifts can we offer that maybe we haven't been able to offer. Another site, we reflect on what's preventing us from receiving the Spirit fully in our lives. What are the sins or the other barriers? And each site, we have a reflection on that. We also have one of our reflections is on the tying in the moon landing, because July 20th will be the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, which happens to be the day of our Camino. And how do we recognize that all of that beauty that happened, that hard work, yet putting in perspective God's presence in that?
It's so important, again, that we grow in our faith, because, you know, there really isn't no such thing as standing still. You're either getting closer to God or you're moving away from God. And we have to constantly strive to get closer to God. Go to this website, SDC, Santiago de Compostela Catholic, SDCCatholic.org, and register for the Camino de Santiago, because this will be worth your while. You will get closer to Christ, and you'll be able to ascertain, what is God calling me to do? And Deacon Dan, this has been always something that so many people come to us as deacons and say, you know, I want to do more than what I'm doing, but I just don't know what to do. And something like this helps you get closer to Christ, in which you can ascertain, how is God calling me to use my gifts? Your thoughts on that?
I think that is what we're called to do, is to recognize the Lord's presence first in our life, because we can't share something if we don't have it ourselves.
Amen.
And so then when you have that, then Christ called us not to keep it, but to share it with others. And I think that is one of the focuses, because one of the last couple stations are focused very much not just on our personal relationship with Christ, but how are we now going to take Christ and share that message with others?
Which is so important, my brothers and sisters. And we take a look at the 10th chapter of Romans. It said, blessed are the feet of those who bring the good news. And faith comes from hearing. You know, I mean, so many people use the quote, and I don't even know if the quote was ever really said, but let's assume it was, that, you know, that people learn from your actions. And it is true that people will observe your actions, but we also need to tell them about God's love. You know, and that's so important. And people say, well, I really don't know what to say, but you are the fifth gospel. That means your life. Tell them about how God has made a difference in your life. Give your story, because that's a big part of evangelization.
And I think the other part is, we don't overemphasize that it can't just be our words. In many ways, we have to preach the gospel by what we do. And then that incites people to understand more about the gospel. And then we can share with the gospel, because sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we try to, with our head, make an argument for who Christ is. And it's not something we can do logically. It is something we have to do from our heart, and then it flows from there.
And everyone will examine us in our life, and they examine, are you living out your faith? Do you really believe this? Do you go to church? You know, do you go to church every Sunday? Do you go to church every day? Do you do adoration? Do you go to confession? You know, I mean, these are things that it's very important that we walk the walk and not just talk the talk. And
absolutely.
And that's what you're saying. But most people kind of go in that direction of saying, well, take a look at me. I go to daily mass, and that's wonderful. That's fantastic. But be a person of invitation. You know, that's one of the most important things. What do you do as an evangelist? Invite somebody to go to church with you. Invite somebody to go to this Camino de Santiago.
Absolutely.
What a great way of evangelizing. You know, invite somebody to be your guest, sign up, and go on this very important journey.
I totally agree. I think this is a great way to be involved in church, because sometimes we expect people to be at the same spot we are in our faith journey. So in other words, if we're going to daily, you mentioned all the things you mentioned. If we're going to daily mass, we're then judging them. Why are you not going to daily mass? And we really have to spend a couple moments and ask, well, where are they at? Jesus never said, please get perfect, then I'll deal with you. Jesus always went and dealt with the person where they were at. When the woman who approached her as the adulterous woman, he didn't say first, well, get your life together and then I'll talk to you and I'll help you. He approached her at that moment where she was and then gave her the strength to walk with her so that he could encourage her to sin no more.
And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, to understand, as Deacon Dan mentioned, that God loves us exactly where we are, and he is not condemning us. He died on the cross and rose again, that we may have eternal salvation. As you take a look at Romans 8:1, it says there's no condemnation in those who love Christ Jesus, and that nothing will separate us from the love of God. Later in Romans 8, neither height nor depth nor angels nor principalities nor present things nor future things, nothing will separate you from the love of God. My brothers and sisters, what an opportunity to really reflect upon how much God loves you by attending this important walk on July 20th at the Camino de Santiago. Is what it's called, to go to Santiago de Compostela Parish. And where is that located again?
We're in Lake Forest near the corner of Tribuco and Lake Forest Drive.
Okay, awesome. But sign up first. And again, we keep mentioning the sign up because I know people tune in at different times, but it's sdccatholic.org. And you can see a link at the top for Camino de Santiago. And, you know, this is so exciting. And again, we want to emphasize it's downhill. I have to keep saying that, right? For those of us that, you know, maybe don't do a lot of walking, you know, it's funny how you can build up that courage when you're walking with friends, though.
And you're walking with friends. And the other thing is, it's not a fast pace. I mean, our first year, you had people getting their phones out, doing their statistics. Well, I'm walking 2.7 miles per hour or whatever. And realize this has nothing to, this is not done for the exercise. It's done for the community building. So yes, you would have no problem doing either the 4 mile or the 7 mile.
Which is really, really fantastic. And our show, Empowered by the Spirit, really endorses you to show up here. If you're in the L.A., Orange County, San Diego, San Bernardino, take a drive in, you know, on a Saturday morning. You know, I drive a lot to events on Saturdays, and usually the traffic is pretty light. And you can ensure the traffic being pretty light, or hopefully ensure it, if you come and get there early and go on the 7 mile walk, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, really important. So, you know, this is something again that we feel is very important in terms of activities that you can do to get closer to Christ. And that is what we're all called to do. You know, the pursuit of holiness is not about a single event, but it's a journey. And in this journey, and I think that's a big part of what St. James went through, is a journey.
Absolutely.
And as part of this journey, we have to ask ourselves again, as you said very clearly, what is preventing us from being closer to God? And what are ways that we can get closer to God by things that he's asking us to do, such as using our gifts? We're going to talk more about that when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
This is John Romero, the music director of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, and we have a spectacular repeat performance of the Libra Boy Choir from London, Tuesday night, August 6th at 7:30 p.m. And this boy choir, ages 7 through 16, is like no other you've ever heard. Last year's performance was completely sold out. Get your tickets early.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Calling Southern California educators. Are you looking for field trip ideas for the 2019-2020 academic year? From now through January 11, 2020, Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel Traveling Exhibit will be in Southern California in the Cultural Center on Christ Cathedral Campus in Orange County. Enjoy viewing each of Michelangelo's frescoes in life-size, up-close, never-before-seen perspective. Explore this stunning artwork at your own pace. Get your tickets now. Go to SistineExhibit.com. Special pricing available for groups. Book now before it's too late. Again, that's SistineExhibit.com. And awaken your curiosity to the innovative and unique interpretation of Michelangelo's timeless masterpiece.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit. And I'm with a very, very anointed deacon, Deacon Dan Diesel from Santiago de Compostela Parish. And we're talking about the Camino de Santiago, a walk on July 20th. And it is, you know, show up early if you want the 7 mile walk. What time do you show up?
Between 5 and 7 a.m.
Between 5 and 7 a.m. And if you want to show up for the 4 mile walk, you show up at?
Between 7 and 8:45.
8:45. And for those that maybe feel like, you know, I want this enrichment, but I'm not sure that I can go on these walks, you show up at what time?
Show up for 9 a.m. We have a Camino on our campus, which doesn't involve much walking.
And that's awesome. Now, let's get into a little bit, and I want to talk about the using of the gifts. But we mentioned that your parish is really, in a sense, founded by the inspiration of St. James. Who was St. James, and why is he so important?
Well, St. James is one of the apostles. In fact, he's one of the, he's called at one point the Son of Thunder, was one of the, one in the inner circle. He is the, his martyrdom is the only martyrdom of the apostles recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, where he was beheaded. But he had first traveled to Spain, which at that time was literally the end of the world back at the time, because Jesus said, go out to the ends of the world, and he did. And then when he came back to Jerusalem, he was beheaded.
Now, this particular walk, tell us about the walk and this pilgrimage and exactly, you know, what's the tradition behind it?
St. James was, as recorded in Acts, was martyred, and his remains ended up being taken back to Spain where he had ministered. And his remains were not found again until the 9th century. And through, there was a kind of a vision where there were lights that led a local farmer, and then he brought his bishop, and then they found the remains of St. James in northern Spain. And it was on that site that they then built a church, which is then being rebuilt as a cathedral in the 11th century. From that time, that has been a pilgrimage site where people throughout Europe for all those years will begin a walking journey from wherever they're at to come and come to the cathedral, come to where the remains of St. James are. But the walk wasn't just a journey to get there as fast as possible, but similar to the themes of our journey, it was a spiritual journey. The Pope offered a plenary indulgence for people who would take the walk. And, you know, with all the normal things that go into plenary indulgence in terms of making a true confession, making an offering, those things are important. But it was that journey that inspired countless people over the last 1,200 years to journey. Now, this has become very popular again, where many people still make the journey for spiritual reasons. Now some are doing it more for secular reasons. There's been several movies written about this journey. And it all ends with in the cathedral with a pilgrim mass.
It's really, really awesome, and it's something I hope to do in the future, but I've had so many people tell me about how it changed their lives. And where does the route begin?
Well, technically, the route begins wherever you are. So there's multiple
routes. Right here in Garden Grove, California.
Absolutely. It would be a long, it would be a whole nother miracle walking across the Atlantic Ocean. But there's people, but the most popular route is called the French Way. And it begins up in the mountains just across the border of Spain in France. And then that walk, you go from there to Santiago. It's about a 500-mile journey. Other people will go from Portugal. Other people do a shorter journey to get there.
Now, pilgrims walk between, I'm told, 10 to 20 miles per day, correct?
Yeah, correct.
That is a lot of walking. I know friends that have gone on it have told me they average 15, 16 miles a day. And I mean, this is not flat.
No. But it is not flat. Parts of it are. Some of it go through the wine country of right. Spain. But part of it, too, is very mountainous. But most people would start early in the morning before the heat so that they're done by mid-morning.
Is there particular times a year, or is it all year long?
It is technically all year, but most people, it starts, you want to go kind of after the rainy season. So somewhere around April up through October is kind of the more prime time for it, because obviously you don't want to be going in times of inclement weather. Most people will carry their belongings on a backpack. Now, there are services or tour companies that will offer to carry your luggage for you. Some people, while they'll stay in hotels, most stay in hostels. And again, building up that community, that it's not just about the walking, but it's about that spiritualness and getting to know your fellow pilgrims and staying with in a hostel.
Now, I'm told that the people open up their homes, and you mentioned hostels, and I know there's some hotels, but people open up their homes for the pilgrimage.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is pretty amazing. And so this is, again, amazing opportunity. But the pilgrims have to carry what they obviously have. They're in a backpack and for a journey that could take up to 35 days, I'm told.
Yeah, and I talked to a couple people who've done it for secular reasons and a lot of people who've done it for spiritual reasons. And they recognize both people are changed by both, regardless of the reason you started the walk, both are changed by the journey. You mentioned the backpack. Suddenly you have a significance that you recognize what is really important to me. Because the things, you know, when I go on a vacation, I probably pack way too many things. But now when I realize I have to carry it, it changes my significance. One of the symbols that many pilgrims will carry is they'll carry a rock in their backpack. And the symbol of that rock represents that's that weight or that burden, but that's their burden. And then they will usually leave that rock. There's a place where there is literally a pile of rocks where people have left it. And they offer that rock to recognize that the burdens that they have in their life, they're leaving at the foot of the cross of Jesus, because he is the one who carries our burdens.
And Jesus is very clear on that as it relates to coming to him so that he can carry, as you mentioned, our burdens, and that he can give us this abundant life, which is so, so important. And so this journey is something that's gaining popularity, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we're hearing so many people going on this particular pilgrimage. But as mentioned, you can go on a mini pilgrimage, the Camino de Santiago, on July 20th. At Santiago de Compostela Parish, this is both a 4-mile or 7-mile walk, or if you don't want to walk at all, there's a spiritual journey that you can make on the campus of the church. But we are encouraging people, again, to go on this walk. Again, how do you sign up?
You go to our parish website, which is SDC Catholic. SDC stands for Santiago de Compostela, sdccatholic.org. Click on that link that says Camino, and then there will be instructions on how to sign up.
And there is a fee of $20, which is very reasonable because it pays for buses, a light breakfast, refreshments, and actually a lunch, and then there's a mass. And tell me about the t-shirts. You know, I love t-shirts. So.
Well, this year our t-shirts are red. We chose the color red to represent Ruby because one of the themes throughout our Camino this year is our 40th anniversary as a parish.
So awesome.
The red isn't quite a ruby red, but that was what they were going for when they did the t-shirts, but they're close. They have the map of our journey is on the t-shirt.
You know, I'm going to try to make this if I can.
Oh, I would love to have you there.
That would be just an awesome thing. And so come join us. And really, this is so important to do these spiritual exercises, right? Because that's in a sense, that's what it is.
Yeah, because we have seven stops along the way where we're reflecting on scripture and reflecting on the meaning that God has in our lives.
And so many people, again, I believe one of the stops focuses on gifts.
Absolutely.
And so many people don't feel like they have much to offer. But everyone has gifts that someone else doesn't have. And we see this in Scripture. We see this in 1 Corinthians, where it talks about the very many gifts. Some people are teachers. Some people are administrators. Some people are preachers. Some people, you know, some people have a gift of hospitality. Everyone has different gifts. So tell us about how to discern your gifts.
Specifically, I think the biggest thing is to be open to first recognize that God has given every person gifts, but they're given for different purposes. And many times we focus on what we can't do. We sit here and say, okay, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. But God calls us to be open to the Spirit. Well, what can you do? What are you able to do? How can you be invited to do something? What's one little thing that you can do to bring about the vision or bring about the Spirit in the lives of other people? And that's what I always encourage people to do, is because people immediately sit there and go, well, I see this person there doing this, 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 and this. I could never be like that person. Thank goodness you cannot be like that person, because God's calling you to be something special and unique.
I always love that analogy of the snowflake. There's never one snowflake that's identical to another. Each of us have unique gifts. Each of us have something to offer that someone else doesn't have. I heard a saying recently, to compare is to despair. I don't know if you ever heard that term, but I just heard it recently anyway.
I like that.
Don't compare yourself with other people. You're unique. You have a gift or gifts that other people don't have. Mm-hmm. You know, get in touch with what that is. And this walk, Camino de Santiago, can help you get in touch with, you know, Lord, what is my gift? What is it that I can do to make a difference? And it might be tutoring. It might be teaching.
And it might even be smaller than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell people the gift may start with just to be a smile.
Sure.
Sometimes the gift we have of the Spirit may be to notice other people. In the gospel that we have this weekend on the Good Samaritan, the whole concept of the gift, it might not be that we're totally capable to do everything the Good Samaritan did, but hopefully we have the gift to be able to at least notice the person, to walk with them, and then be open to what else the Spirit has for us, to move our comfort zone to what we're comfortable to, where we want to be.
It is those little things that make a difference. And, you know, I often look at hospitality. I mean, some people just have that gift of hospitality. They make you feel important. And the other gift that is so important is what I call the Barnabas gift. Yeah, I haven't heard of that one. The Barnabas gift is his name, Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement. One of the most important things we can do is encourage other people. Do you love it when someone says something nice about what you're doing as a deacon?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that encouragement is so important. That's a whole nother gift, because we it's so easy for us to go negative. And I think we have to look at the positive in different people.
And we can see, we look at ourselves at times and see the glass half empty, or see ourselves making mistakes and whatever. But after we give a homily, to have someone encourage us about what that meant to them just makes all the difference in the world, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and it's so important, again, that we learn how to encourage and learn how to be positive. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're an Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about the Camino de Santiago.
Days of Praise, A Daily Guide Toward Transformation Through Praise by Deacon Steve Greco. July 14th, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. There are times in our lives that we suffer. I believe that most of the time it is because of our own sinfulness and rebellion. However, at other times, it is due to attacks from the world or the evil one. God allows it to happen so that we may grow in faith and rely on Him. For God disciplines His children and has not left them orphans. Lord, lead me, melt me, and mold me in any way that is best for my spiritual growth. I praise you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Are you open to change? Are you open to giving the Father your whole life, breaking you down and rebuilding you in His image? Do you welcome the Holy Spirit? 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. 365 Days of Praise is available now on Amazon Books or at SpiritFilledHearts.org. That's SpiritFilledHearts.org.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Deacon Dan Diesel, and he is from Santiago de Compostela Parish in Lake Forest, and this is an amazing parish, and I feel like I'm kind of a part of it in a way, right? You know, because I've been blessed.
We always love when you come.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. And you know, it's such a blessing to be able to support this event that they're having, the Camino de Santiago. And again, tell us what it is.
Basically, it will be this coming Saturday, July 20th. We are, as a parish, doing either a 4-mile or a 7-mile journey. We started our parish. We then bus people to a starting point, and it's at that starting point that we begin a walk. But it's not a walk where we're trying to race. It's a walk where we're trying to build together as a community. We walk in groups of 25, which is a requirement of the city, but actually it's good that we get to fellowship with a small group of people, even though over 800 people participate. At every mile, we stop and we rest, we have refreshments, but more importantly, we reflect on different ways that God touches our lives. And we have 7 stops along the way for us to learn more about what God has in store for us.
And you're so clever. 7 is the perfect number, right, in Scripture. And we've talked about some of the stops, and one of the stops of being gifts. What are your gifts? But you had also mentioned another stop is what is preventing us from getting closer to Christ.
Yes, one of the stops that we'll have is to really reflect upon what is in our life that's preventing us. And usually it could be either sin, choices we've made, our fears, and we ask people to confidentially offer them up. We ask them to just write 1 or 2 words that symbolizes it for them. We place it in a black box. And that black box then comes to our pilgrim mass. And during our penitential act at the beginning of our pilgrim mass, we offer that black box up that represents our barriers. That is, we're reflecting on our sins, that we're allowing God's pardon and peace to touch on us. So that then when we sing, Lord, have mercy, we really mean those words.
I love that. I love that. And my brothers and sisters, you remember what fear stands for, false evidence appearing real. Fear is immobilizes us, right? It prevents us from really receiving the gift of faith, because when we have fear, we really don't have faith. When we have faith, faith is what moves mountains. Faith is big as a mustard seed, where we can turn to that mountain and say, move, and it will move. But there's another really important area, and I have a new book coming out in a couple of weeks, Miracles Through Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Because lack of forgiveness, I have found in my travels, is one of the greatest detriments to holiness and receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit, receiving the blessings that God has in store for us. So as you go on this walk, think about and just pray about and say, Lord, who have I not forgiven? You know, forgetting isn't forgiving. We block things out of our mind. I don't want to deal with that anymore. I block it out of my mind. But deal with it from the sense of saying, you know, I forgive this person who has hurt me emotionally, who abandoned me, who I trusted and they didn't come through on their end. It doesn't mean that you have to be friends with them. It doesn't mean that you have to see them and so forth. But when we have lack of forgiveness, it's like drinking poison and thinking it's going to hurt someone else. So would you agree that that might be an important part of the walk, too, of saying, how can I be more forgiving?
And I think a lot of people use this time, not just fellowshipping with others, but with silent reflection that I know people I've talked with have been touched by different things over the 5 years we've done this walk with different ways. And your point about forgiving is so important because when we hold on to it, it becomes a barrier to us to allow God to forgive us. If we can't forgive others, then we have a hard time accepting God's forgiveness. And God is there with open arms, waiting for us to come back.
And people don't really grasp the Lord's Prayer that says, as we forgive others their trespasses, we are forgiven in the same way. And so, you know, and Scripture tells us, as we judge, so will we be judged. So I suggest that you forgive and suggest that you don't judge people so that you're not being judged, you know, harshly. And you know, God loves us so much. So tell us about some of these other stations that you have.
At different stations, we have a couple that are focused, as we've talked before, about our gifts, the things that we feel we can offer. First, recognizing that the gifts we have, and then we ask people to maybe just write down something that they could give that maybe they haven't given before as something that they could offer as a gift to others. One of the other stations we're doing this year is focusing on the concept of 40, since it's our parish's 40th anniversary this year. But 40 also represents a generation. And so we have people in our parish. Our parish has been built upon the people who were the founding people of the parish, then the people who have come, and really recognize that wherever you're at in that journey, you're part of a chain that's passing the light to the next generation. And that's another one of the themes that we have in our Camino this year.
And how can you be part of that journey of really spreading your good news? And, you know, one of the things we talked about is spreading the good news through speaking, telling people about how much God loves them, telling people about how God loves you and what that has meant to you. But as Deacon Dan so clearly said, people look at how do you live out your faith. So the question is, how can people get more involved? And so many people say, well, I just don't have time. What do you say to them?
I ask them to just pray and say, okay, what is one thing you could do? You don't have to make a commitment that says, I'm going to do 5 hours a week. Can you do 5 minutes a month? Can you do 10 minutes a month? But more importantly, God is inviting us to be involved. Part of the Dynamic Parish Initiative that we have was one of the things we did a survey, asked people different questions about where they were at their faith journey. And of our parishioners, 67% had given 0 hours of time in volunteering in the previous 30 days. So that means that the good news is 33% had given some time. But to me, I looked at the 67% as an opportunity. It's not that we going, okay, we need you. Our parish is going to fall apart if you don't come here. No, you need to be open to God. What little bit can you do? Because you're not receiving everything that you need from God dealing with that.
And it's just so important that we understand the fact that God is calling you to make a difference, to build up faith. And, you know, one of the things that we really focus on here and Empowered by the Spirit and in the various talks I give is that get in touch with what God has meant to you and your life and your journey, and tell other people about your journey. That's a big part of evangelization. And I have to say, come see us at this very great Church in Lake Forest, Santiago de Compostela Parish, at 6 p.m. on July 29th, because I, yours truly, Deacon Steve Greco, are giving a talk at their backyard theology on how to evangelize. And so it ties in perfectly with the walk.
Yeah, at 6 o'clock we have dinner, and 7:30 will be your talk.
And which is awesome, and the dinner is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the dinner, hot dogs and hamburgers and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we provide the hot dogs and hamburgers. We ask people, they all bring desserts and salads, and it's always way too much food, but it's great.
And there's so many people that show up. I'm so impressed, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you get a lot of people that show up. You'll get to meet wonderful people. Yeah. From the parish, but there are people outside the parish.
Sadly, I will not be there that day because I will be on vacation, so I will be in Northern California. And I was looking at the schedule. I'm saying, I hope they don't put Deacon Steve on the week I'm gone. And sure enough, they did.
Oh, had I known that, I'd change it. But please show up on the 29th. But more importantly, I guess, or certainly an added importance, is show up on July 20th again. And you show up at the church. And tell us again, you come early for the 7-mile walk, and what time should you show up?
For the people who want to do the 7-mile walk, we have buses going from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. For people who want to do the 4-mile walk, it's from 7 a.m. to about 8:45. The third choice is at 9 a.m. We have a basically stay on campus where you still do the same reflections and pray, but that you're not doing the walk. That's for people who are maybe not capable or not able to do the 4-mile walk.
And what's the address?
We're on Lake Forest Drive near Tribuco Road. I'm not sure of the exact number of the address. I've only been in the parish 40 years. You think I would know the
okay.
address by now.
That's okay. And you go, you know, once you see Tribuco off Lake Forest, correct?
Yeah, then it's right one block past
one
Tribuco
block
on
past,
Lake Forest.
And you can't miss it. There's
no.
a big sign. And so, again, we look forward to seeing you there. And it's amazing, amazing parish, amazing people. An amazing journey, the Camino de Santiago, in which you can really get closer to Christ and ascertain his love, ascertain what is he calling you to do to make a difference. Deacon Dan, it's been such a blessing to have you on the show.
Well, it's been my pleasure to be here, Deacon
and
Steve.
You are such a role model for me in so many ways because you just love the Lord and you're so passionate to serve him. And God bless you and
you
all that
much.
You do. And for all of you out there, we look forward to seeing you at one of these events at the Camino de Santiago on July 20th, as we've talked about, or July 29th at the talk on backyard theology at the same parish there at 6 p.m. for dinner and 7:30 for the talk. Heavenly Father, we praise you and worship you and glorify you. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the ability to walk. We thank you for this journey that we're on, and we ask the Holy Spirit to anoint us, to empower us, with love, to empower us with the joy and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, of love, of joy, of peace, of patience and kindness and generosity, and heal us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And there are some people out there right now, they're being healed emotionally. I feel there are some people, I know the Lord is giving me this word, that some people have been looking for work, and you will find work. Within the next 30 to 60 days, God is going to bless you with a new job. Some people have been depressed, and God is healing that depression. And God is healing some arthritis and some cancer. God is good, and he's filling you with his love. And we all pray this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And we'll be with you next week at the same time. You've been on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. God bless.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.